Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Jeremy, tell us all about our show sponsors, irishtaxrebates.ie.
Well, there you go.
As you heard from the man at the start of the show there, or was it a woman? I can't remember what it was. But someone said it anyway. Irish Tax Rebates are an Irish company, fully owned Irish company, and their job is quite simple. To make it easy for you to get tax back from the tax man. If you've earned tax in the last 4 or 5 years or whatever, which most of you have, the chances are you are owed tax. And filling out the forms and all that can be a pain in the neck. So why not get them to do your dirty work for you? No, it's not really dirty work. Do your paperwork for you. So contact irishtaxrebates.ie. They will ask you to fill out a couple of forms and they will be in contact with you then. Normally, it only takes a couple of weeks and to tell you whether or not you are due a tax rebate. And it's kind of a no-win, no-fee situation. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. They charge just 10% plus VAT on the fee in comparison to some tax agents who can charge up to 30%. So get in contact with them today, irishtaxrebates.ie, and you could be getting a nice check in the post in the next couple of weeks, like some of our listeners have.
Hi guys, just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
So irishtaxrebates.ie is the website to visit if you would like to find out about getting a tax rebate. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Adrian and Jeremy, will you talk about this, please? Because I am fuming today. We got our 14-year-old an e-scooter a few weeks ago for his birthday. And he's been loving going around on it, just around our estate in Ballyfermot, not bothering a single person. Happy out with himself, minding his own business. Anyway, the guards took it off him yesterday evening for no reason. You'd think they'd be about dealing with criminals and actually doing work that needs to be done instead of picking on kids. Raging isn't the word. Has anyone else had this? And yeah, that's her message. What do you make of this?
They are now, I want to preface this by saying my wife has an e-scooter. She uses it to get to work and she'd be lost without it. And they are great for adults. But if you drive around certain parts of Dublin, you will see every second little scroat going around on them. I'm not saying your son's a scroat, by the way. But you'll see every second scroat going around on them, going through traffic. I believe, and again, I'm not accusing your son of this, a lot of them are used for drug deals. Did you know that? They use them for drug deals, for passing on drugs. I've seen them now, they're using e-scooters to rob phones in the city centre. So what they'll do, they'll come up behind you on an e-scooter, grab the phone out of your hand and they're gone, because those things are bloody fast. I hate to tell you this, but it serves you right, you silly...
It serves you right?
It serves you right, you silly, silly woman. What were you thinking? Honestly, Babs, what were you thinking giving your son a scooter at 14 years of age? And that bullshit excuse about keeps him out of trouble, they actually don't keep him out of trouble. He's a child, he's 14 years of age. Ballyfermot, if you talk to people from Ballyfermot, the place is scourged with e-scooters, with young fellas going around in e-scooters. Mm-hmm. And I have no sympathy. And I know she spent 800, jeez, I didn't know they were that dear.
They can be, yeah.
850 quid on that e-scooter.
So you're telling this mammy who bothered her hours to contact us to discuss this, sorry for your trouble, tough.
Yeah.
Now, it needs to be pointed out that it is law now that e-scooters are only for over 16s, isn't that right?
Yep.
But, I mean, seriously.
But he was only...
As she said herself, the guy's not more important things to be doing than taking e-scooters off young fellas.
Okay, well, since... in the last couple of years, many teenagers have been killed again. I think it's 3 children have been... And by children, I mean young people have been killed on e-scooters. So it is a serious... 14 years of age, 13 years of age, they are absolute kids. They cannot control the power of an e-scooter. And I want to see the guards clamping down on it even more. And if you're listening to this and you're remembering the Garda Síochána, go around Ballyfermot, go around Coolock, go around Finglas, where these young fellas are going around in e-scooters in their droves, seize them, get them off them, because they're not going to be able to buy other ones, or if they're 850 quid, they're not going to be able to buy other ones, seize it off them, and they will never have to use them again, because they are absolutely...
God,
legal.
You're such a killjoy.
No, it's nothing to a killjoy. It's nothing, okay. Nothing to a
killjoy. Do we go and take push bikes off all the kids as well? They can go just as fast and be just as dangerous.
No, because they're not mechanically propelled vehicles.
What's that got to do with anything? You can still go very fast on a bike.
No.
Let's round up all the bikes as well.
Not even having that argument. It's stupid.
But what's the difference? An e-scooter can go 20 kilometres.
Well, the difference is...
A bike can go even faster.
One has an engine and one doesn't have an engine.
It doesn't have an engine. It's a little small motor.
No, there's a difference.
Our number is 085-825-2626. He says the guards should...
So you feel sympathy for this woman?
I just think the guards have more important things to be doing, especially in somewhere like Ballyfermot. A lot more... issues out there than young fellas on scooters.
Not if drug deals are happening because of these. And I'm not saying your son Babs was involved in drug dealing. Not saying that for one moment, but they are a scourge.
085-825-2626 is our number. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. This is Amber.
Hey guys, sorry I can't come on. I actually have to leave the room in my work today because my managers are in. But in regards to today's topic about the electric scooters, even just saying the word makes me cringe. I got one for Christmas one year, and 2 weeks later, I ended up in surgery because I broke my leg. I broke my fibula clean in half, and I broke 2 bones in my ankle. I had to get 2 plates and screws put in, and then 8 weeks later, I had to get the screws removed. So, yeah, I do not like them scooters. If I could ban every single one of them, I would. I think they're legal, especially 14-year-olds. They just hockey down the road and do not give a shit. They're flying in and out of cars, this and that, and I'm sure that young lad was doing something. I'm sure he was just flying down the road in front of cars, left, right and centre, and the guards just seen him and was like, we can't do this. Like, you cannot do that. There's no way that it got taken off him for no reason.
Tony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tony?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Tony. The guards need to be rounding up more e-scooters, taking them off more young fellas. There needs to be a major clampdown. Well, that's what Jeremy is saying anyway.
No, we don't agree with that at all.
Why?
There's kids committing crime, right, on them e-bikes. That's fair enough, right? But not all the kids are.
No, you agree?
There is some kids, but there's kids that should be allowed to go around on these scooters. And this 16 years of age, this was some sort of a stunt that they brought out. That law was brought out overnight, just like that.
Well, it had been talked about for months.
I know. Yeah, it had been talked about. But the people, again, were never asked for their opinions or that. And it was just... kids under 16 barred from being on the... You know, I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, well, what about the danger of it? We played a message a minute ago from Amber, and she's talking about how dangerous they are. They can be very dangerous.
They can be very dangerous. That's kids getting on them and not concentrating. Talking all... I seen a kid the other day going down the road. He was going down the road in the car himself, and I seen a kid going along, talking on his phone and holding the e-bike with one hand. Well, he's going down the road. I'm not saying everyone's perfect going around on them, but there's a lot of people.
Okay, but is it not a fact, though, that if you are, 14, 15, you're probably a little bit immature and you won't behave properly on an e-scooter? So therefore, it makes sense that the law stays as it is. The guards should be confiscating them.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so do you think it's perfectly okay?
300 and 400 quid for the police to confiscate them.
Okay, do you think it's perfectly okay for a 14-year-old to be going around on an e-scooter?
No, not any 14-year-old. No, kids, that's not troublesome. That's not bringing police to their doors and what have you.
But sure, how do you even define who those people are? How do you...
That's the problem. You don't. There's crime getting committed on them, but you'll never stop that. You'll never stop it. But it's not going to stop by going around getting the knee skilled off every kid. You know what I mean?
So you believe that they should be able to ride on their e-scooters at 14 and 15?
I do. I think kids should be allowed to go to school and on them, yeah.
And younger than that, or is 14 where you'd have the cut off?
No, we wouldn't go younger than that. No.
Okay, so
14
and 15-year-olds, you believe, are old enough to go on an e-scooter?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, but most of them on these scooters are using it either to deal drugs.
No, they're not all. Yeah. No, you can't say most.
A lot. Are using
some.
It goes on, right? But not every kid that's out there on an e-scooter is selling drugs.
Absolutely.
I'd say a lot are.
You know what I mean? If the police know a kid and they see him, they know that he's troublesome or he's suspecting of carrying something, stop him, say to him, yeah, I agree with that. But I don't agree with every kid that's on an e-scooter, stop them and take the e-scooter after. I don't agree with that at all, no.
But they're not supposed to have them.
They're not supposed... I know, there's people not supposed to be selling drugs either. There's people not supposed to be robbing cars. It goes on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
the police are chasing kids around on e-scooters, yeah?
Yeah.
The crime rate in this country is at a rocketing in the last few years. So it should be the big fish the police are trying
okay, to so, so you think
no, no, no,
it's,
hang
you
on,
think it's totally unfair no, no. that the guards are picking on teenagers and taking their e-scooters off them?
You're both missing the point, by the way. A lot of teenagers are committing crimes and the guards can't catch them because they're going on the e-scooters. That's what's happening.
If the police want you, they'll catch you.
No, they can't. I've seen the police.
Someone that's going around, we say we have someone going around ferrying drugs on an e-scooter all the time, right? He has to be lucky every time. The police only have to get lucky once. You know what I mean?
So you believe that the kids are being picked on unfairly and it's ridiculous that the guards are confiscating e-scooters?
It is, yeah.
Stay there for a second. Yeah. I want to bring in Robbie on this. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you, guys?
Well, Robbie, do you support the guards confiscating e-scooters of 14 and 15-year-olds?
Well, yeah, because if the law said 16 plus, then he was on it illegally.
Yeah, no, we know that. We know that.
I mean, there is no other argument outside of that. To be fair about it, if you want to say, he's close enough to 16. Well, that means theft of something that's under a tenner should be just forgotten to do. It's fine, don't worry about it. It's under a tenner, it's fine.
Okay, so this lady who contacted us about her son having his e-scooter confiscated off him by the guards, you are saying what Jeremy said, tough. You shouldn't have let your young fella out on one.
Yeah, plus also the fact that how does she know that he was up to no good? Does she believe, or like, was he out doing a shop run for, as I said in the Facebook earlier on, was he out doing shop runs for all the elders in the estate?
Robbie, it's typical that she's the, well, I want to be careful what I say, I don't want her to sue me, but there's a lot of mothers who think
he's her little angle.
Yeah, he's a little angle.
Here's what she said.
The little angle.
He got it for his birthday a few weeks ago. He's been going, he's been loving going around on it, just around our estate in Ballyfermot, not bothering a single person.
Happy
out with himself, minding his own business.
Ah, yeah, of course. So she's out with him. She knows that, does she?
No, I doubt she's going around with him.
No, but parents are so naive. They really are.
You see, okay, let's take this at face value. He's been going around just having the crack on his e-scooter. You're jumping to conclusions that he's up to no good, which is very wrong of you.
I've seen a lot of the young fellas in Ballyfermot going around on e-scooters and they are up to no good. They are.
Well, what do you say to that, Tony? The guards are right to be confiscating them.
No, he says that. I disagree with him. There is crime getting committed on them. There's drugs getting ferried on them and all. Yes, I do believe that. But not every child is ready and drugs on them. And I'll tell you one thing, you think it's bad now, right, with the amount of e-scooters going around. When you see Christmas Day, the amount of kids that'll be going around on them.
Now, if I were a parent of a 14-year-old, you'd want your head examined to get your kid an e-scooter as a Christmas present because the chances are it could be confiscated.
That's under 14 years of age and they have them, but they're not committing crime on them.
Well, they are committing a crime on them. Sorry, go on, Robbie, you go on.
I was going to say, parents buy their kids, those little mini dirt bikes, mini scramblers, the little small things that only come up to your knee. And now I do see them around Bray, around my day on Christmas, going no helmet, no protection, whatever, and they're screaming up and down the road. And I'll admit, I do be looking at them and say, go on, follow you little fucker, teach them a lesson.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you were 14, 14 and 15 years of age, were you not driving around on motorbikes? No. Well, I was.
Oh, good for you. What do you want
and
a medal?
Today I see people going round on the back wheel and all that, and I say to myself, look at that fucking idiot. And then I do think, what are you talking about, Tony? You've done it yourself. And
yeah,
I don't
know. You look back in hindsight. You look back in hindsight. But that's just because we used to do. Like, let's be honest. When we were younger, we done shit that wouldn't be even thought about nowadays, mate. No, look at, like, no, on the old bikes with the shin ripper pedals on them. You'd go up a little ramps you made out of cinder blocks and wood. You'd fall off and your leg would be ripped asunder. And you'd probably be a mother, you know, John Falk. Nowadays they'd be looking to sue the council.
Yeah, well, we all have different opinions on these things, you know what I mean?
So let me go back, Tony, to your grandchild. You said you've grandchildren under the age of 14 who have electric scooters.
Yeah.
Now,
I have three grandkids under 14 that own electric scooters.
Okay. Yeah. And are you not concerned about that, considering it is now against the law to be on one when you're under the age of 16?
No.
No?
No, not concerned about it at all, because I know my grandkids are not committing crime or fighting and drugs or anything.
So what ages are your grandchildren that you're talking about here?
11, 12. 9, 11 and 12.
9, 11 and 12.
Yeah.
So a 9-year-old is going around on an electric scooter?
Yeah. We're our two sisters with her. She's never on her own. She always has her two sisters with her.
Okay, that's fine. And you see nothing wrong in that?
No. Once on their own main roads. And
okay,
they're
just going around in their housing estate. Are they wearing helmets?
No. Shin guards and things like that. They don't wear helmets.
Pardon my French, but fuck me sideways. That is unbelievable. Your grandchildren, what age is the youngest?
9, 11 and 12.
9, 11 and 12.
So I just need to get this. I need to get this right for the headline of the podcast. Your 9-year-old grandson goes
Granddaughter goes
around on an e-scooter with no helmet on.
Yeah.
And you think that's okay?
That's okay, yeah.
Oh my God.
Because they're not flying up and down and they're just taking their time on them.
Okay, and let me ask you then, how would you feel if the guards, as may well happen, confiscate the scooters?
Should confiscate.
Three scooters off those three children. How would you feel about that?
Well, you just go down to the police station with the written receipt and you get your e-scooter back.
That wasn't the question that I asked you, though. My question was, how would you feel if the guards were to confiscate an e-scooter? You believe, obviously, that they have more important things to be doing.
No, it's the police taking an e-scooter out of the kid or picking on the kid for nothing. I mean, there's worse things getting done out there. There's murders, there's you name it, getting done out there every day. But doesn't the police catch the big fish and leave the kids alone?
I have to say, Tony, and this, I use this expression quite a bit, but this time it's actually true. I can't think of anything else to say to you because I am literally speechless. A 9-year-old, a baby, going around on an e-scooter with no... Even Una on the other line is... Una, don't faint because I'm speechless. I can't wrap my head around it. I cannot wrap my head around it.
Do me a favour, Tony. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions. Una, I'll be with you in a second. Emma.
Hey, lads. I think that lady should be thanking the guards for probably saving her son's life or at least saving him from a serious injury. The amount of deaths and injuries over the last while of kids, teenagers on e-scooters and electric bikes is terrifying. And I think most drivers out there probably had a close call with them at one stage or another. So, yeah, fair play to guards. Adults should be on them if they want them. They should stick to cycle paths where they can. They should have high-vis on them. They should have insurance. It should all be like that. I don't think it should be teenagers and school kids driving around them waiting to get knocked down.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you, people?
Good, thanks, Una. Well, what do you make of what you're hearing here? Firstly, the mother who's annoyed over her 14-year-old having his e-scooter confiscated by the guards, and now We have Grandad Tony on the line talking about his three grandchildren, 9, 11 and 12, who all go around on e-scooters.
Oh my God, what sort of a father is he? Or is he a father?
He's Grandad.
I walk on the road, as you know who I am, and I do see them all the time. I was nearly killed the other day. I'm out there to stop traffic, okay? That's giving me away. And you see them coming along, I'm out there stopping, going through the red light, and I was nearly killed once. They don't give a care and ask about anyone else on the road. They just go. There's no light. You can't see them in the dark. It's a joke. They're nearly knocked down twice. And then I heard some tribe knocked down. We had a shooter, like one of them. And not only that, it's disgraceful.
So you obviously think it's disgraceful that these three kids that Tony is talking about are on the streets on e-scooters.
That's a joke. That's a bloody joke. I don't reckon he's ever with the dad. I don't see him and the children.
That's her opinion. Yeah, we all have different opinions.
Yeah, well, I have to say. Yeah, well, I've seen him myself. I really haven't. And what happened to the days when the kids used to walk to school? Now they have the mothers at the back of orders and the kids on the front. No helmet, no protection whatsoever.
Okay, and Tony, let's just deal with that as well. The no helmets that your three grandchildren are going around on their e-scooters with. No helmets. Isn't that very dangerous?
Well, I don't think it's very dangerous. If you have a fall, it's being unlucky, but it does happen. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but it hasn't happened, touch wood, to any of my grandkids yet, anyway.
Okay, so you see no harm in what they're doing. What about the message? I don't know if you heard the message that I played earlier from the woman who was really seriously injured going around on an e-scooter. She thinks they should be banned altogether.
Yeah, she thinks now because she had an accident, they should be banned altogether. She can't be speaking for everyone. Because she has an accident doesn't mean everyone's going to have an accident. Do you know what I mean?
No, obviously not everyone is going to have an accident, but she had a very serious accident. She sustained very serious injuries. And you don't worry about your grandchildren having similar?
No.
No?
No.
So do you think people are completely overreacting to this whole thing?
I think the police are all reacting big time on it.
Right, so confiscating e-scooters is ridiculous as far as you're concerned.
It is, yeah. There's people out there committing crimes, that's heinous crimes, and they're not getting caught. So we go around picking on kids over an old e-scooter.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please. 085-825-2626. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What do you make of Tony's grandchildren going around on e-scooters?
It's absolutely shocking that his grandchildren, who are that young, are on those e-scooters. Does Tony not know people have been killed? He's not that things have been seriously injured? He probably just ignored it. He's so blasé about it. Those damn e-scooter e-bikes are death traps. The government needs to seize every single one of them and destroy them. They need to ban them coming into the country at all and stop them being sold here. And shops need to ban them outright because those things are a danger to the public health.
Okay, so you believe they're not only...
Can I ask you something?
Hang on for one second. You believe that they should be banned outright for adults and children?
Yes, banned outright. Stop being sold here. Banned from being brought into the country.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
no, to the public health.
Okay, sorry, Tony, you were trying to get in. Go on.
There's people getting killed in cars all over Ireland every day of the week and all over different roads all over the world. Does that mean the police going to go out and ban all cars off the road?
That is damn different to these e-bikes and e-scooters, you bloody idiot. Your grandchildren have these death traps. They're under the age of 16. It's illegal for them to have them.
It's none of your business.
It is my business because people have been killed for these damn things. It is my business, you fucking idiot.
Shut up, you fucking cabbage. Who do you think you're talking?
You shut up. These things are death traps. People have died from that. You probably just ignore that. You just turn a blind eye to that happening.
People have died on motorbikes. People have died in all situations. People die. That's life.
You have a horrible attitude towards the fact people have died from these e-bikes.
No, I have an attitude towards the police.
Can I ask you, Tony?
I bet you hate the police because they keep arresting you in the past. I bet that's what it is, because you've forgiven your past.
Can I ask you, Tony, would your attitude change on this if, God forbid, one of your grandchildren was seriously injured on an e-scooter?
Well, not in that situation, so I don't know what way it would be.
How would you react if your grandchildren ended up knocking over an elderly person who later died due to that happening? How would you feel if your grandchildren done that?
Isn't it?
Well, how would you feel? Answer it.
What do you want me to add to it?
How would you feel if your grandchildren on some of those death traps knocked over an elderly person who later died? How would you feel about that happening?
I don't know, because I was never in that situation, thank God.
Well, if it did happen, I bet you would just be blasé about it with the way you're going on. You have a horrible attitude. Frankly, you're a horrible person.
I know I'm a horrible person, yeah. I'd be horrible if I got my hands on you, I tell you.
Well, fret being a disabled man, you really are the lowest of the low.
Shut up.
Okay, lads. Anthony, you want to see an outright ban on e-scooters for everybody?
Yes, in the interest of the public health, because we know people have been seriously injured.
Okay, hang on
and
a sec, Anthony. Sorry, Anthony, hang on a sec there.
What is it?
Pardon me. I don't agree with what Tony is doing and his grandchildren doing. My wife, I said at the start, uses her e-scooter to get to work, to and from work. And it's the only way she can get to work. It's better her doing that than driving a car and polluting the atmosphere. My wife is an adult. She's a responsible adult. Her e-scooter isn't chipped. It can't go like 150,000 miles an hour. It goes a normal speed. Why should she have her e-scooter taken off? She's not a teenager going around using it to peddle drugs. So what's the issue with my wife having?
I just think these damn things are death traps that are a danger to the public health and safety, where all these serious injuries and deaths that have happened because of them. I think there needs to be an outright ban. I think that's just what needs to happen. That's closely what I think.
Okay, so even for responsible adults, they should not be allowed go around on e-scooters. You think they're that dangerous?
Yes.
Stay with me for a second, Anthony. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, as a lot of our listeners are, like Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Hope you're having a good day today. Hope you have a great show. Regarding the topic itself, no, deputy scooters should be taken off everybody. Unless they come bleeding with neon lights attached to light them up when they're going around the place, they should be taken off every gobshite that's on them. I was coming up Francis Street there over Halloween. I was up visiting my mother. Pulled up onto Francis Street, looked left, looked right on the one-way system, pulled out, and there he was. Some fucking numpty, all dressed in black from head to toe on a black e-scooter with a big delivery bag on the back of him. And that's how I spotted him. He was nearly on the bonnet of the fucking car. They're a hazard, dangerous fucking thing there. So like I said, unless a little bit of Christmas tree is going around the place, and you have to wear all the safety gear that goes with them, they should be taken off anyone that's seen on them without any lights or a high vis on them, just acting the maggot. They're dangerous fucking things there. You don't even hear them coming. And the people that whiz around on them just are lolling to themselves. No, I wouldn't be too hard pushed with the guards for doing their job, basically. They shouldn't be fucking allowed on the roads. Cheers, boys.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Angela, why are you so annoyed listening to Tony talking about his grandchildren?
I know Tony let his grandchildren drive a motorbike at the age of 9.
Well, according to Tony, he was on a motorbike when he was a teenager.
Teenager at the age of 9?
Well, it didn't affect him in any bad way, did it?
Was he on it at the age of 9? Is he still there?
What age were you on a bike?
Oh, yeah, I am still here, yeah.
What age were you on a motorbike, Tony?
Me? About 12.
Yeah, so you'd let your 9-year-old on a motorbike, would you?
No, not on a motorbike. A motorbike is a big different thing than an e-bike now.
How is there a big difference?
What?
How is there a big difference?
How is there a difference? Because a motorbike goes at about 150 miles an hour, an e-bike goes at 20 or 30 miles an hour.
20 or 30, yes. So you don't think that somebody could get killed off something? 30 kilometres an hour, yeah. So I would agree with people having e-scooters,
if they are 18 or over, they have done a Cleary test and they get insurance and tax on it. And if you don't have it, it's taken off of you, it's auctioned off to whoever comes in and has a license for it, and they can have it for 200 quid. And I'm telling you now, if it's taken off a child, you have to be fined 2 grand. The parents are fined 2 grand. There we go.
Well, you're making your laws up and all there. You're against
I'm not making, hold on a second. I didn't make up a law there. I'm suggesting one. It's my opinion.
Well,
okay?
My opinion is... Where would kids be getting money?
Exactly.
There's people struggling in the country to live.
There's people struggling in the country, but they can go and buy a 9-year-old an €850 scooter.
Yeah.
How's that struggling? And actually buy 2 more for their siblings. So you can spend up to the bones of 3 grand on e-scooters. Yeah. For children, but they're struggling.
I didn't say that. So I said there's people struggling in the country.
Well, the people who are struggling in the country aren't out buying e-scooters.
Without having tax in the Jordan.
And they aren't out buying e-scooters for children.
Yeah.
You've got a 9-year-old going around. You know what? I really and honestly pray that your 9-year-old doesn't knock someone over and kill them.
Oh.
I really do pray, because it does happen. Or seriously injure them.
You pray that something will happen to them.
Now, you see, now you're not listening. I said that he doesn't.
Oh, that he doesn't. Now I'm listening.
Yeah.
And I am listening to you.
You are listening to me. So you think it's okay for a 9-year-old to go around in an e-scooter up to 30, 40 kilometres an hour on roads, on footpaths? You think that's okay?
My granddaughter drives one that goes at 30 kilometres an hour.
What age is she?
9.
That's an absolute disgrace.
Well, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion, but I can tell you it's not just mine. It's also the guard's opinion.
No.
And it's also the law's opinion.
The last thing I worry
about is
the law's there to be broken.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I didn't know that. Okay, listen, I've got to go because I want to go and rob a bank.
Because you can't do that by law.
By a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So if you, if your grandchildren, 9, 11 and 12, had their e-scooters taken away by the guards, would you go down to get them back?
I'd go down with a receipt and say I want the scooter back.
And
tell the police it was me own, I lent it to me grandchild.
Right, and just hand it straight back to your grandchild then, would you?
Yeah.
Right, so guards come, confiscate the e-scooter, you go down to the guard station, get it back and hand it straight back to the child.
Yeah.
Because you don't see anything wrong?
No. Providing they're not on main roads, there's nothing wrong. They're not on paths.
Okay, stay there for a second, because I want to play this message for you from Dave.
Lads, please tell us that lad is taking the piss. Who in the name of fucking Jesus gets a 9-year-old an electric scooter? Regardless of what the laws are, a 9-year-old comes off an electric scooter that's doing 20 or 30 kilometres an hour. That is going to lead them in a fucking hospital. I know a grown man that came off one and he broke his collarbone. And the poor fucker now nearly has a painkiller addiction because they left him in such a bad way. They're lethal. And they let children on him. Gobshite.
I already put this to you, Tony. Are you not concerned about one of your grandchildren getting seriously injured going around on an e-scooter? And you said no.
No. You can't live your life worrying about, my grandchild goes out and this happens and that happens. If something happens, it's going to happen.
If something's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. I haven't got the words. Fair play to you, Tony. I have to admire you for coming on and arguing your point. You haven't backed down at all. But literally, your grandchildren, I'm sure you do love your grandchildren, you've given them a death trap. You've literally given them a death. No.
Well, they have scooters. Two of my grandchildren have scooters since they came out.
So they've had them even younger than 9.
They haven't had one incident yet. None of them have had one incident yet.
Okay, stay there. I want to just bring in one final call on this, and that's you, James. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. James, what did you want to say on this?
I just want to say that they're not, like, James going on about Ballyfermot and Finglas and all these places. They're everywhere. I live in Jeremy's estate, and I nearly got clattered out of it the other night by one.
I'm sorry about that. I should have beeped my horn. No, it wasn't me. I'm only joking.
No, it was on, well, you'd know where I'm talking about. There's a walkway that goes down the side of the estate.
Yeah.
And I live in an apartment, so I don't have a garden. And I brought my dog over to, you know, go to the toilet, and these young flies flew down the pathway. If he'd have hit me, he'd broken my legs. If he'd hit the dog, they'd kill him. And I just shouted at them. I said, "You fucking idiots." And they just shouted back, "I'll piss off," or something. So They're all over the place. It's not just, you know.
Okay, well, let me ask you then your opinion on them. Firstly, the law as it stands now, you're not allowed on an e-scooter under the age of 16. Do you think that that needs to... Are you happy to see the guards confiscating e-scooters?
Yeah, if they're underage, yeah, why not? And,
okay, and when you hear, as we've been listening to Tony, whose three grandchildren have them, he sees nothing wrong with them. They've never been injured. They don't act the maggot on it.
Well, not yet.
No, okay, but also, if they were confiscated by the guards, Tony himself will go down to the Garda station and get them back.
No, I don't know. I think it's irresponsible. I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews, and I wouldn't have them on them. They're too dangerous.
And Tony, just one final point, actually. You just said irresponsible there, James. The most common comment that we have had about you since you've been on, Tony, is that man is the most irresponsible granddad I ever heard in my life.
Well, the fucking Aegis is what most people
say. That's what other people said, yeah. What do you say to those people?
Well, come here, that's their opinion. We all have opinions. Opinions like an asshole. Everybody has one.
That's true. That's why we call the podcast Opinions Matter.
I don't care what anybody thinks or what anybody doesn't think. To my grandkids, and they're responsible on their scooters, and I tell them what way to go on them and not to be on paths, not to be on main roads and that. So once they keep by what I tell them, that's grand.
You see, okay, as you said, everyone is entitled to their opinion.
And can I also say, James, while you're still online, that was not my wife that tried to knock you down, can I just say for the record?
Well, there were two of them on it. Two young fellas.
It wasn't my wife, okay? It wasn't my wife.
It was your young fella on your wife's scooter.
No, my young fella's not allowed on her e-scooter.
Oh, right,
no,
okay.
No.
Tony, thanks for talking to us, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that your grandchildren stay safe.
If it happens, it happens. That's what he said.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens.
He said it. If it happens, it happens. That's it.
You remember that song, Tony? Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Whatever will be, will be.
Tony,
the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Good man, Tony.
Right, God bless you.
I love that man, even though I don't agree with a word he's saying. I love someone that is honest. I love someone that goes against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
So the grain was going this way.
And he went the opposite way. Neil.
E-scooters. Ban the e-scooters. Too many people getting hurt. Too many people getting killed. Ban them. Get rid of them. They're saying they're going to bring out helmets now. Still not going to be the same. They're still going to get hurt. Still going to get injured. Still going to get killed. Mr. Eamon Ryan brought them in my mind. Ban them.
Now, the only reason you're saying that, taxi driver TikTok Neil, is because you want more fares.
Oh, yeah. People are taking business away from taxi drivers.
We have your number.
Trev's kids also have e-scooters.
What's the story, boys? Trevor here. Yeah, I don't get the whole fucking problem with the e-scooters, man. My kids have them. They wear a helmet on them. They're perfectly safe. No trouble with the guys around my area, thank God. Hopefully never does. Well, tell Anthony to calm the fuck down. Jeez, he's so angry all the time. Anthony, why are you so angry? Calm down. Try to relax. Be a good boy. Sit in the corner and watch the world go by, will you? Can't wait to hear the rest of the topic, boys.
Vanessa.
Hi, lads. Just on today's show, I agree wholeheartedly with Angela. Any motorised vehicle, whether that be a e-scooter or whether that be a bike, it should be subject to the rules of the road. You should have to wear the high vis. You should have to follow the rules of the road completely. And if a guard is doing their job, they should be praised for. They shouldn't be attacked for. They shouldn't be abused for. There should be a theory test, a driving test, all that jazz for any motorized vehicle. Doesn't matter what it is. For their own safety and for the safety of the public, that's what should happen.
All right, Vanessa. And finally, Peter.
Adrian and Jeremy, due to the fact that
this e-scooter is an electric vehicle. I definitely think anyone under the age of 18 should not be driving it, and anyone else that is driving it should have tax and insurance like the rest of us who drive cars and motorbikes. We have to have tax and insurance.
Okay, well, the new laws that came in recently did not insist on tax and insurance.
That man sounds like a guard. Just listen to the start of his voice. He sounds like someone that would pull you over in traffic. Listen,
Adrian and Jeremy,
you know I am pulling you over. Do you know why I'm pulling you over? Your taillight is broken.
E-scooter is an electric vehicle.
Yep.
That is what's called, Adrian,
and you don't have this, and I don't have it either. A commanding voice.
A commanding voice. Oh, you certainly don't.
Larry, this is Jeremy. No, Aaron's opinions matter.
I will admit I don't have a
I heard the episode. I heard it. I have to switch it off.
Hi, it's Jeremy here with Opinions Matter.
That's what you sound like.
I've had a stroke.
It's Jeremy here with Opinions Matter.
I've had a stroke. No, but you don't have a commanding voice.
Oh, do I not?
Like if you, they never, sorry, excuse me.
What?
Who does stadium announcer in,
You did it once and you nearly shit yourself.
What's the name of Pat's ground again? Jesus.
That's how bad you were.
Richmond Park, who did stadium announcer? Who got them off the pitch?
Got them off the pitch?
Yeah, because it was the last game of the season, so they all ran onto the pitch, and Jeremy goes on the mic and says,
get off the pitch.
Excuse me, St. Pat's supporters. Can
thanks for listening to Opinions Matter.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll catch you on the next episode. Get off the pitch.
Good luck.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.